Herschel Walker team touts DeSantis endorsement as voters head to the polls. By Hannah Blow on December 6, 2022. Herschel Walker's team touted a sterling endorsement from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the eve of Election Day, as the governor highlighted the need for conservative leaders to help restore America. Ron DeSantis endorses Herschel Walker, the Walker team announced alongside a quote from the popular Florida governor. "I'm proud to endorse Herschel Walker for U.S. Senate. We can't let Biden Democrats, like Raphael Warnock, hold this U.S. Senate seat. We need conservative leaders to help restore America. Tuesday, December 6, vote Herschel Walker for U.S. Senate," he said. The endorsement from the governor, who experienced a landslide victory over Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, last month, defeating him by roughly 1.5 million votes, comes as Georgia voters head to the polls on Tuesday to determine whether or not Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, will retain his seat in the upper chamber. Former U.S. Senator for Georgia Kelly Loeffler, over the weekend warned of the consequences of Warnock keeping his seat, which would give Democrats a 51-49 majority in the Senate instead of 50-50. Meet Nancy Abudu, an activist lawyer at the Radical Southern Poverty Law Center who is working to end voter ID and restore felon voting rights. She's Biden's nominee to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. NGA, FL&L, Loeffler said on social media, noting that Abudu is tied up in the Judiciary Committee due to the Senate's current power-sharing agreement. However, that will end if Warnock wins, setting up Abudu for a confirmation vote. "Electing Herschel doesn't just send a progressive home and eliminate a key Biden agenda vote," she warned. "It prevents the radical left from taking over our entire legal system. Get out and vote, vote, vote. It is so, so important. It's very crucial. We cannot have people sit at home anymore. This is not about Herschel Walker," Walker said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, warning that Democrats will continue to take America down a destructive path. "Otherwise, if you don't turn out, we're gonna continue to have the high gas prices, gonna continue to have the high grocery prices, continue to have the crime in the street, and these open borders. We will continue to have those things if people don't turn out and vote. So vote, vote, vote," he urged. Georgia polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern.